mean, British people love to chat about the weather, and it's such a stereotype because it's, and it's so true, because obviously we get horrible weather most of the time. We've
Sure.
had really nice weather the last couple of days,
Ooh.
and London in nice weather is like an entirely different city. Like, I frequently say that if London had good weather, it would be like the best city on the planet, because so London in the sun is amazing
Yeah.
because everyone is in a good mood. So it's been really nice. We've actually got a lot of bank holidays, a lot of random days off, because we always have a May bank holiday for May Day,
Do you think it's mostly
which
because people are like, we just want more days off while it's nice
it
out?
is.
Yeah, okay.
It is that. It's 100% that. Yeah, that's what it is. And then at the beginning of June, it's the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Yeah, platinum, 60
Oh,
years.
I can't believe you get to say,
Do you know what? I have
Jubilee
no idea.
normally, though. That's just a word that's in, I never get to say Jubilee.
Yeah, no, if we get to say, we say Jubilee a lot here, especially because there's the Jubilee line tube. So you're like, oh, I'm
Wow.
just getting on the Jubilee line home. Like, that's
That's
a thing.
wonderful.
It is a good word. It is a good word.
Yeah. Getting a day off for a Jubilee, like, Jubilee is the emotion I also feel, even though I know that's not what it means. Jubilee is the feeling of getting a day off of work.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you.
absolutely. I mean, yeah,
Hey,
they have to
you're.
keep everyone interested.
Yeah, exactly. This
Good.
is Comfort Creatures, by the way. Welcome to our very second episode. I'm Alexis B. Preston.
I'm Adam Cloud.
Thanks for listening. This is Weather Talk
Thanks.
also. We're doing Weather Talk
Yeah,
first.
we're doing weather talk. Yeah. I know it's when you live in LA, it's just like, oh, what kind of sunny is it today? Like, what brand of warm am I?
Yes. Is it warm, but like you could wear a light sweater if you wanted to, or is it warm, like you're gonna die? So we have a very fun episode for everyone. We have the absolutely wonderful and hilarious Sophie Hagen. And then, of course, we have some updates about our pets and stories that we want to tell you. We're also going to do some fictional friends, which is a segment where we talk about fictional animals that we feel like talking about. And it's just a good time.
It is a good time.
Yeah.
I agree.
Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
So I wanted to tell a story of my cat Maud, who is my beach ball cat, because I haven't gotten the opportunity to tell it, and it's like one of the most insane things that's ever happened to me or my cat, I think.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So this is the kitten story. So Maud, this was back when I was going to college in Tucson, and we didn't get her fixed right away, which was a mistake. But she did end up getting pregnant after like a while, though. It was like a year. And cats do a thing when they get pregnant where they like nest, basically. Like they find a little spot and they like set it up and make it all soft. So she had done that in my closet. So I was like, okay, Maud is eventually going to give birth in the closet. She's made her little spot. Easy. Got it. And that's not what happened. Basically. Instead, at 3 in the morning, I felt something weird and wet on my leg.
Oh
And
my
I was like,
God.
what? What? And Maud was giving birth on me.
What are you, what am I hearing right now?
Yeah, my cat
Why?
gave birth on me.
Why?
So here's what's the cute thing about
Because
it.
cats can kind of, like, someone said this to me really recently, and I was like, I think I need to check this with Alexis. Can cats kind of pick when they go into labor? Like, is there a level of like, it's not like with a human where the water just breaks and it's like, oh, I guess I'm having a baby now. It's like there's a level of, I want to, there's a level of choice
I
or
think a little bit.
instinct or
I
something.
think it probably has to do with like having time to get to a safe place. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think it's
Okay.
more of a nature
And
thing.
your legs with a safe
That's the
place?
thing that's a little bit cute, is that it means that in that moment, Maud was like, I know I made a little thing in the closet, but I think the safest place is going to be on Alexis's lap,
Yeah,
which is
that's
sweet,
so cute.
but it
It is really
was
sweet.
so horrifying to wake up to. Because, you know, we've all seen videos of birth, or maybe you've given birth, not us, but it's messy and not cute. It wasn't cute in the moment. And like,
what did you do? Did you move? Did you just stay there and form a little like?
Yeah. So I'm nest still out there. Of your legs? Yeah, I'm still there in the bed. No, I like very quickly was like, oh no, thank. I gotta no, and I like put her with the kitten that had been born on me into the closet, and she was like, where she had
so
made her
little
spot.
Actually was born on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you said, oh my God, Alexis. So when you said, I felt something warm and wet, and Maud was giving birth on my lap, she actually gave birth.
Actually, yes. I think she only had one on me. This was years ago. But yeah, I believe it was just one on me. And then she ended up having three more in the closet because I moved her. I had like very vivid dreams of giving birth to kittens after that. Because that's what it felt like. I woke up to a kitten between my legs. I was like, oh my God.
I cannot even imagine like what a fever dream that must have felt like.
Nuts. And I still like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not fully recovered. And it was truly like 10 years ago. And still sometimes I'm like, oh, kittens. Kittens in my lap. Why? Like, it's just, it was so... I feel like if somebody wrote that in a movie or something, like for a nightmare scene, I'd be like, that's a bit much. Why would the cat give birth on a lap? It's not what cats do.
No, for real. Like, if someone wrote that, an editor would say, like, is that realistic? Yeah. Is that consistent?
Yeah, I don't think a cat would do that. Nice try.
Well, that is really sweet. What happened to the kittens? Were they all okay?
Oh, yeah, they're great. We found homes for all of them, and they are very cute.
Yeah.
And they're still living their little cat lives in Tucson with people that I don't remember anymore, but they're really cute.
That's amazing. I cannot believe that.
Yeah. So that's the story that I've been waiting to tell for years, honestly. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And Maud, it is so sweet that Maud picked you.
Yeah. I do feel like we, you know, that it was very, very bonding.
They're so funny, aren't they? Like, and like in the way that they show emotion, like in that moment, she was like, what I need is safety. So I'm going to find Alexis.
Yeah.
Like, it is. That's so sweet.
It was really, really sweet and really, really, really horrifying.
Yeah.
Truly, like, thank you. Yeah. Never do this again. you have some dog and cat updates.
I do. I have dog and cat updates. So I would love to talk about trying to trim your cat's nails because I don't know what... Persephone, when she was a kitten, was so fine with it. Like, I would give her a treat and I'd clip her nails and she would just be, like, too preoccupied by the chicken or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, she was like, oh, I'm okay with this. I'm just going to eat my chicken and let you do what you have to do.
Yeah.
As she's got older... I don't know if she just hates having to sit still for too long or if it's just she doesn't like having her paws touched. I don't know. But recently, like, it is now, like, me and Michael, that's my partner, we have, like, a two-man operation to trim this cat's nails. So that's what we did this week, where it's, like, one of us has to lure her onto the sofa with treats and then the other has to, like, hold her still, but in like a really specific way that doesn't stress her out, which is like, you know, where you like scruff them to like stop them like flailing, while also just like, you know, whispering affirmations in her ear and like feeding her treats, and then the other has to clip her paws. And that, it's just, you know, when you're like, I don't understand what happened that made you decide that this was no longer acceptable, because you were absolutely fine with it up until so recently. Also, I'm not trying to hurt you.
No.
I've never hurt you. You have the most charmed existence. Like,
yeah, what?
You're like,
switch flipped.
What more? Yeah, what more can I do to convince you that this is not an ordeal? Like, you're fine.
I was going to ask you if you've seen the people that like saran wrap their forehead and then put peanut butter on it. Is there a version of that that you could do for Percy, but with just like tuna on your forehead?
Tuna or something. I don't know. She's too smart. Like, that's the problem now. Like, treats don't distract her because she's like, I know what you're trying to do. So even if I approach her in a certain way with a treat, she looks at me like, are you trying to cut my nails right now? Is that what you're trying to do? And I'm like, girl, you're literally fine. I don't know why you're being so dramatic. And she's really bad. I know you were saying this about, is it Maud or is it Millie?
Yeah, it was Millie is really bad at retracting her
retracting.
Claws. Yeah.
Percy's really bad. Her bottom ones are fine, but her front two, she just can never do.
Yeah.
And so she gets stuck and stuff. So I'm like, dude, this is for your own good. And you're kicking up such a stink. And then she makes a noise when we have Pinto and we've got to replace. She makes a noise like,
yeah,
like that, like right in the back of the, like, yeah. You can see she just looked at me. She was like,
why are you making my noise?
Yeah, literally, that's the noise. So she's warning you, like, back off, but it's too late because we've already got her.
Do they make, I feel like I've seen these, but I don't know if they're real, like the little, like, covers for the nails? That are like...
No? Little, what are these?
This might be a dream that I had. I don't know. No, but I feel like they make little, true. Like, caps for their nails.
Oh, my God.
That are colored.
That would be amazing. But maybe it was... Like, you get them on.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know that would be any easier. But they do come in cute colors. Or, truly, I'm like, was this a dream I had? What is this?
I want this to be real so badly. If I Google cat nail caps... It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's fully a thing.
Thank
yes.
God.
Oh my gosh, you put nail caps on your cat. It maintains their length. It stops them from like damaging you or your furniture.
Yeah.
But Percy is a bit of a swiper.
Mm-hmm.
And
that makes sense.
I think, I think most Bengals are swipers.
I've never,
in general.
I can't condone this product. I don't know if it works, but... I would love for you to try it because...
I definitely am going to have to try it.
What color would you pick for her?
Pink. Pink.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know. That was an obvious
question. She's a princess. She has to have pink. Yeah. I just like pink.
It would look great on her also.
And then my dog news. Oh, gosh. So my mum and my parents' dog, Simba, who's the sweetest, silliest floof in the world. So my mum went away last week to Manchester. My mum is a like declutterer and organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And she went away to like a decluttering and organizing conference in Manchester, which I was like, I didn't know that was a thing, but she had a great time.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah. Incredible.
Do you think that the festival itself was super organized?
100%. Like, I want to know how they all packed. I want to see inside all of their suitcases.
Oh my
God, they were packed
yes.
really efficiently.
Ugh.
Yeah, for sure. So while she was gone, me and my dad and my sister were on Simba duty because Simba is very much like my mum's boy.
Yeah.
He's a mummy's boy. So we were on Simba duty. But then at the last minute, my dad had a really busy work week and my sister got an internship. So I was like, right, okay, it's me on Simba duty. So I went around every day and like looked after him and stuff, which was so fun. But the two things that he really did that made me laugh, but also be like, this dog was, so he's learned my parents are like an island in their kitchen and they also have like a sofa. It's like a big kind of open plan kitchen kind of thing. And he's learned how to like parkour from the floor to like a table, to the sofa, to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where the things that he's not meant to reach are, because we like put them on the island because we're like, the dog can't get there.
Yeah.
The dog can now get there. So I guess he detected some food on the island, and I left the room for maybe 5 minutes to go to the loo. And then I came back. Well, as I was coming down the stairs, I had like a crash. I was like, oh no. Oh God. So I go in and the first thing I notice is that he's obviously tried to like eat the remains of my lunch and has knocked the bowl into the sink. So there's like broken stuff in the sink. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Like, Simba, for real. And he's on the floor by this point because he knows he's not meant to be there. And he's looking at me like, I didn't do anything. Why are you looking at me? I didn't do a thing. I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, no, you've not. I can see your guilty little face.
You're the only one in here.
No, you are the only one in here. This house is not haunted. I've checked. It's you.
I've done the tests.
And then,
it's fine.
I've done all the tests. I know it's you. And then I realized that the key was missing. And I spent an hour looking for this key. I was meant to go to the dentist. I had to cancel my appointment because I was like, I can't. I had to take him for a walk. And I couldn't take it for a walk without the key because I wouldn't be able to get back in. I also couldn't leave because I needed the key to leave. So I spent an hour looking for this key and he'd obviously knocked it off the island where it had been and then tried to bury it.
Oh.
And so it was just under like, just like he'd obviously like pushed it behind like two bags in the room and then under a door to like another room. And I just couldn't I was like, this dog like has had me running around this house for an hour looking for this key. It was so infuriating. Yeah. And also like I'm looking at him and I'm like, Simba, where's the key? And he just obviously can't reply. And he's just like looking at me with that big grin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got you. I knew you were gonna leave, but I got you to stay an extra hour.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's a really good way of getting you to hang out with him.
Yeah. It was completely a ruse. Like he knew exactly what he was doing. So that was quite funny. And then the best thing was we then went on a walk and it rained, it's England. And then I took him home and I blow dried him.
Yes, you sent me a video. It's so funny.
I'll have to post it on our Instagram because it's hilarious. He's like, he started off like not being sure of the noise. But I guess they're blow dryers at the groomers, but he kind of got closer and closer. And then he stopped about like maybe a meter just less away.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, but then was kind of enjoying it and was kind of grinning.
Yes.
And his hair was blowing back in his ears.
The distance was really making me laugh though. It was like you were just far enough to be like, okay, I like this, but I don't like the little thing it's coming out of. So I'm going to stay here.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. And then of course, like when my mum came back, like that was adorable. He just lost it. It was really the sweetest thing ever. He was just like running up the stairs, then running back down and like running up to her, then running away from her. Like, is it really you?
And you
realize with dogs, like you can't explain to them that she'll be back in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So they really think that that person's gone forever.
Yeah.
It was so, so sweet.
Oh, I love that.
Like, yeah. Being greeted by dogs is just the best feeling. Like they're so happy. They're so happy to see you.
Yes.
I love it.
I mean, that's like 80% of owning a dog is like that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, so sweet. Like immediate serotonin.
Absolutely.
Hey there, quick favor to ask. Will you help us out by taking a 5-minute survey at MaximumFun.org/survey? As you know, most of the support for Max Fun comes directly from folks like you, but many of our shows and our network also rely on limited advertising for some revenue. This survey helps us attract advertisers that are a good fit for the audiences of our shows, and it helps many of our hosts secure a bit of extra income. It should only take a few minutes to complete, and you'll get a discount at Max Fun Store when you do. That's MaximumFun.org/survey. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Dr. Sydney McElroy.
That is true.
It's important in this context because we host a medical history podcast called
Sawbones.
Oh, I thought we should have worked on that.
Sawbones.
Sawbones isn't afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions. Like, are vaccines as safe and reliable as they want us to believe?
Yes.
Do I have to get a flu shot?
Yes.
Okay. Is science a miracle?
No.
We have a lot of great history for you and a lot of laughs. And sometimes the history is so bad that there's no laughs. But
you'll learn something. You'll feel something.
And it's always Sawbones.
That's right.
Every week on MaximumFun.org.
I got a new tote bag and it's like dark blue. And I put it on my bed and then picked it up. And it was just... I was like, is this how I live? just a thin film of like white and brown. And I was just like, what is... And then immediately got out of the Hoover, like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I stayed with Hank in a hotel where they have like white sheets, white bedding. And I never have white I'm not a psychopath. So I have like very dark bedding and sheets. Oh my God.
Really? Yeah.
Within half an hour, it was so filthy and disgusting. I was like, is that what I sleep in? This is really bad. This is so bad.
I'm so excited because our guest today is someone I'm just completely obsessed with and have been in love with for many, many years, even though they didn't know it until today. So I'm so pleased to introduce the amazing comedian, writer, activist, icon, Sophie Hagen. Is it Hagen or Hagen? I have wondered.
It's actually neither, but I'll accept both.
No, it's okay. I'm butchering it with my English accent. What's it supposed to be?
Oh, everyone is, but like, I don't... No, I think the way it's meant to sound, that is butchering it. It's like, it sounds really nice in English, like Sophie Hagen. Who's that? Where in Danish, it's Sophie Hagen.
Wow.
It's like, whoa, okay.
Wow, yeah, no, okay.
What's wrong? So, I prefer just like Sophie Hagen because that sounds like a proper human being.
Well, you just drop half the letters normally. I would have never guessed.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, and you have to have like a guttural like sound to properly say it. Danish is just a very sexy language.
But like no phlegm, anyone, and I feel like it's all out. You're constantly
it's true.
Getting it out.
So yeah. True. So obviously the list of Sophie's achievements could go on and on. But the beauty of the show is we're not going to talk about them because we want to know all about the special, special man in your life, Sophie.
Hank!
Hank!
We want to hear about Hank!
Hank is currently playing with the new toy I got him today because I'm about to go traveling, so I'm leaving him.
Oh, wow.
So I feel very guilty, so I'm very much making up for it with so many snacks and toys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Full sympathy. We bought this monstrosity for our cat.
Wow. Like
I know. We got her at the beginning of lockdown, so we hadn't really left her. So the first time we properly left her, we overcompensated.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just for our sake.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I feel like we go and they're like, that's fine. I liked the old toys, but thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, Hank can just play with, I dropped a pee on the floor. And he was playing with that for 2 hours. And it's like, I mean, why do I buy these fancy eco, you know, toys where I can just spill some food?
Yeah, for sure.
So will you tell us about like the process of getting Hank, how he came to be in your life?
It was really nerve-wracking getting Hank because I don't know why I decided to do this. Everyone can now look back and say, why? I decided to be very, very open and transparent about it on Instagram. And I don't know if you've met people on the internet. it got real intense real quick. I moved, during the pandemic, I moved into a new flat, which had a garden, which I'd never had before. And I've always wanted a dog. Like, I love dogs. It's the best thing in the whole world. So I asked my landlord, who had been uncharacteristically nice for a landlord, and I just decided to try and ask, and he was like, I mean, we've had some bad experiences, but sure. I was like, oh my God. So I like announced that on Instagram. I was like, so I'm gonna get a dog. Oh dear. So it was around the time where everyone in the world needed a dog, right? So you couldn't just, like, all of the kennels were completely empty. Like, everyone were getting these dogs and, like...
Yeah.
And also, all the ones I could get, they were like, well, you need an experience, you know, to get a rescue, you needed experience. And in theory, I have experience, but, like, from being a child, you know, with growing up with dogs, so not really. So I didn't want to take on a dog that needed like some kind of special care that I couldn't give it. meanwhile, 1,000 DMs a minute shouting about various things that I should and shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just scrolling and I found this woman who had puppies. It wasn't one of the puppies. It was her own dog that she wanted to give away because she was too old. So she was like, I had him since he was a puppy. Now he's like 8, 9, 10 months. But like, I just realized I'm too old. Mm. So he was still living with her dogs, which was his family. So he lived with his mom and his dad and his a little French bulldog and two cats. So I went to, I don't know, Plymouth or something to pick him up, which was horrific.
Really?
It was like, if I wouldn't do it again. I couldn't do it again.
What happened?
Well, I was taking away puppy from his family.
Yeah.
And his owner, who was this very kind old lady, but she was also a vulnerable old lady. So she was like, she hadn't been outside for the whole pandemic. So Hank hadn't been outside. So like, he'd been in the, he had a garden and everything, but he hadn't been on walks.
Yeah.
So he'd never left his house. He'd never met anyone else who came from the outside. And then suddenly there was a stranger, like, taking him away.
Yeah.
You know, when it was, I sat there for a few hours to let him get used to me and to talk to this woman. And she was very sweet and very weird. And, you know, she was like, yeah, I can definitely sense this, like, a ghost that's always with you, but it's a kind ghost, that sort of thing. It's like, okay. And, but then suddenly she was like, right, I think we just need to do it. Like, it's not going to get easier. I hadn't expected it to be that hard.
Yeah.
But then we came home and he was all like hiding in a corner. And so I sat down and just waited and let him sniff me. And then I moved back a little bit and then he came closer. And so for about an hour, we were just moving until he came into the kitchen and I could show him the water and stuff. And yeah.
Oh my God, bless him.
Yeah, so that's 2 years ago now.
Wow.
That's first of all, God, I can't even believe it's been 2 years, because I do remember like your first Hank post. And I was like, oh my God. And I'll be honest. Like, I did send a flurry of messages to my friends who also love you, being like, did you see Sophie Hagen got a dog? He's amazing. His name is, have you seen Sophie Hagen's dog? And they were all like, we have seen Sophie Hagen's dog. And we're very excited about you getting a dog. We're very invested in you, Sophie. I don't really think you realize how much your fans love you. So we were very invested in that moment. So it's mad that it's been 2 years. But you also make such a good point, because I think that a lot of the kind of conversation around dogs in the pandemic was that A, dogs are like loving life because they're getting taken on loads of walks. B, that like everyone is getting a dog because everyone's working from home. But I just, it completely didn't occur to me to think of all the people who were vulnerable and high risk, like I was at the beginning, who had dogs already and therefore were like so restricted in terms of how they could look after them and who could. So
that's a good point.
It's such a good point. I hadn't even kind of considered that. And then how did he adjust after? Like,
he adjusted slowly. Mm. He adjusted slowly. I mean, it wasn't, he was very quick to cuddle, but he likes to cuddle. I have to be lying down.
Mm.
Because if I can stand up, then it's too dangerous.
Mm.
So when I'm lying down, he immediately swoops in and is like cuddly. But if I'm sitting down, he's just like, "What are you about to clean my ears again, you absolute tramp?"
Oh.
So, he is a very anxious dog. And, and to be fair, part of that is probably because I get a bit anxious, like, because I really just want to do the best thing.
Yeah.
But I'm also sort of waiting for him to show me what to do. So I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, well, I need you to tell me what to do. And then we're just looking at each other. but he's very anxious. And, you know, teaching him to walk is still
like
something
baby.
We're working on. Oh. Yeah. And then we finally were learning to walk. And it was, you know, we could go outside and it was okay. He was still pulling quietly. He was still a bit anxious, but it was okay. And then a person that I will hate for the rest of my life, this teenager, jumped on a skateboard right down, like from a very high up, right in front of him. And it made this huge sound.
Yeah.
And then he just wouldn't leave the house for like a month after that. And it was just like, oh, we're back to the beginning.
Oh my
God. So he's an anxious, it's been slow, we've been slowly adjusting, but he's, every day he's getting better and better. And he's very, very smart. So he picks up on and things quickly.
And can you describe Hank to us physically?
Yeah.
So he is a chape mixed with a staffy. So I think most people will have an if people love dogs, they'll have an image of what a chape is. But what you'll usually imagine with a chape is like very, very wrinkly.
Yeah.
And very really, really wrinkly.
Yeah.
And Hank is wrinkly, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's not as much as the classic chape. So you can see the staffy kind of tightens him up a little bit. And I can't tell you the color. I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like black, gray, brown.
Yeah. It's different depending on the lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even now, I don't know what color that is. I can't tell. It's like a grayish, brownish black.
Yeah.
Don't know. So he's medium-sized, I think. Mm-hmm. Medium to large. He's 27 kilos. He's a heavy boy.
That's a,
That's
a chunky boy.
Okay, for everyone really in the U.S., that is 59 pounds.
Good to know. Yeah, and then he has his very kind, droopy eyes. He always looks a bit sad, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's just, he's got such a sort of like, I think anyway, the way he looks at you is like, the world is hard, but I have you. Like, that's it. Like Eeyore. You know how Eeyore looks at Pooh in Winnie the Pooh? Like, the world is hard, but I have you. That's how Hank looks at you.
It depends what I'm holding. Because if I'm holding cheese, his eyes are like, you give me that cheese or I will ruin everything. Like, the places he can get his head into if I'm holding food. It's like, how'd you get up in between like the desk and the chair? Suddenly there's just like a dog head being like, oh, I heard cheese.
So is cheese his favorite? Is that like the number one?
Oh, it's definitely one. Like anything dairy, basically what he shouldn't be having is just like out of this world good.
Yeah.
Like he loves it. So I'm now getting him this like goat milk for dogs thing.
Is
you
that
can
a
get.
Thing?
Yeah. Yeah, and then when I have, like, sour cream or something, I just, like, fully, like, I live alone. I'm disgusting.
Yeah,
I'll just, like, stick my fingers into it and just, like, let him dig off the sour cream.
That makes sense. Oh, I do that with my cat and Butter. Yeah. She loves Butter. And I just
Butter?
Do, yeah, she loves Butter.
Oh.
So I do that with, so I, like, dip an acrylic nail into the Butter and, like, I lick it off. Like, I'm so with you. It's fine.
Oh, my God. It's like,
and
I have 10 little spoons.
Yeah, yeah. It's never perfect. It's absolutely perfect. She loves it.
It's a gift for cats.
It really is a gift for, truly a gift for cats. And what was it? So obviously you did the searching for Hank at the beginning. And again, with the pandemic, it was so far. I don't know if this happened in America, Alexis, but there's a lot of differences between the way like dogs get rescued in America and dogs get rescued in the UK. But the thing that I think is like, there are just a lot less shelters here. And the shelters were empty.
Oh, yeah. That also happened here.
Did that happen there as well? Just an emptying of shelters.
Yeah, everyone wanted a dog and no one could get one suddenly.
And it was wild. So what was it about Hank that you were like, that's him? Like, what did it for you? What was the meet cute moment?
Well, I had to have one of the things that many of the DMs were demanding was, you know, to do the research, which makes sense. And I think you should, blah, blah. Not that you can ever be completely certain, right, what you're going to get.
No.
But I did kind of, look at like, how is my lifestyle going to be? You know, the size of, you know, my garden, my activity levels, all of these things. And then, so the Chape is very loyal, like very loyal. Not, like really likes being alone, like really likes solitude, and you know, because I wasn't going to be getting other dogs, so I needed one who was fine with that. So as much as he can be, you know, he has playmates and stuff, and he's thankfully really happy with that, and that's something we're working out. But I had to make sure it was one that was okay with my sort of semi-sedentary, chill home lifestyle, and one that I could bring with me on tour. Just like he just really likes sleeping and lying down, you know, like
Amazing.
We can play and it's like high energy for 20 minutes and then he just like lies down.
You said Hank has playmates now?
Yeah. So
Oh my God.
Well, first of all, he grew up with all these dogs. So he's very obsessed with the cats that are roaming in the neighborhood. When he spots a cat, he will make sounds as if I am torturing him. So it's, I have to like go into the garden and be like, why are you making those sounds? Like say it really loudly so that the neighbors don't think I'm torturing my dog. And he's just like desperately like throwing himself up against the fence or wherever he saw this cat. Like once the cat was on his level on the ground and he just froze, he was just like, what? He couldn't believe he could get to it. And I don't know if he wants to play with them or kill them.
Yeah.
Like, I can't figure it out, but I think it's play. Because he's not growling or anything. Yeah. He's just like whimpering like, I want to play with this.
And if he grew up with cats as well, he's probably like, another friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that was exactly what was so heartbreaking. So I tried to take him to a doggy daycare, which was a hassle. Like, I don't drive. And so I had to take a cab to doggy daycare, which was... oh, it's so expensive. So now I found some on this app called Rover. Is that in the US as well?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
It's real. You can just search and they have all these people who are willing to play with dogs.
Yeah. Amazing.
And like,
yeah. Oh my God,
dog
incredible.
Sitting, you know, dog walking, all of those things. And I found this girl who lives in my area who has two dogs and she's a dog sitter. So he'll, whenever I'm away or sometimes if I've just...
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you need a day.
I just need him to go play with someone, right?
Yeah.
She'll take him, and then she'll send me all the videos of him playing with her dogs, and it's aww. Just
that's oh, it's so sweet.
Adorable.
Yeah. It actually fills you with such a joy.
It's amazing.
He'll
make himself like the mother of the house. So when there, because she also has a boyfriend, husband or something. So when they're all going to bed in the evening, Hank will stay up until everyone's lying down. And then he's going to go around and check on every single dog and the cat and the two people. And then he'll go to sleep. Just to make sure everything is in order.
Like saying goodnight to everyone and tucking everyone in. I'm going to cry. That's so cute.
I just become this big blubbery, like, I am so proud of him.
Yeah.
He's such a good boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So cute.
And when she's like, oh, he's very clever, I'm like, yes, he is. He's so clever. I love him. He's so clever. Thank you for saying he's clever. I knew it.
That's because of me.
Yeah. I knew that. Like, I can see myself in him sometimes.
So you're leaving him for a bit.
Ooh, yeah.
How are you feeling?
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So hard. I mean,
where are you going and how long for and stuff?
Well, I'm touring in Denmark for a week and then I'm unfortunately going straight to the US. Not unfortunately that I'm going to the US, but unfortunately that I'm going straight to the US.
Yeah.
I wish it was in two different trips so I could go back home. But so it's 2 weeks I'm gone in total.
Oh my gosh.
So he's spending 1 week with one of his friends and another week with a newer friend that he hasn't met that many times yet. So it's 2 weeks, which is more than I have been away from him in the past. I think I've only been away like a week before. And it's hard in the beginning. Like, oh, I just can't.
Yeah,
it's so empty when they're not there. So empty. And you're just like, but then, you know. I'll be traveling, so things will be happening. I couldn't just be home here and not have him there. That would be super weird.
Yeah.
Like, that. I don't know what to... Like, he was... One night he had to spend in the hospital because he was... had to have his... That's the thing about Shar Peis is they very often, because of the wrinkles, they get, like, eye stuff happening.
Oh.
Yeah. So he had to get, like, plastic surgery.
A little facelift.
Yeah, just a little. I thought he looked a bit too old, you know?
It's just a little Botox. It's fine.
Yeah. He was a bit wrinkly.
Yeah, you can't put him on Instagram if he doesn't look like, you know, Instagrammable. No, but he spent the night and it was just, I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
Also because he's just always there. Like, it doesn't matter where I go.
Yeah.
Like, bathroom, if I had to pee in the middle of the night, if he's just always there.
Aww.
So, and like if I'm cooking, he's just like in between my legs all the time. So it was very strange being able to just like walk without, you know, stumbling or like trying not to kick him because he's running in front of me. So yeah, it feels very empty when he's not there.
Oh my gosh. And have you, has he traveled with you? Like you were saying, you were staying in a... Tell us about travels with Hank.
The hotel situation with Hank.
Yes.
That was horrible. We've stayed... I mean, that was the worst thing that's... Oh, I'll tell you, but he's been with me on tour, right? Which is like a couple of days away.
Sorry.
Which is adorable and amazing. And he's so good at it. And he's so good at being in the dressing room. Oh. And he's good at hanging out with my support acts. And he's just being he's a really good...
Oh my God, he's a little show dog.
He is. And he does like the attention. And there is something about being like meeting the fans afterwards. And they're like, where's Hank? I'm like, I'm right here. It's me.
It's my show. And,
look at me. He's not even written anything. He hasn't written any jokes.
Everyone's so like, yeah, that was cool. We liked the comedy, but where's the dog?
Did you see the dog afterwards? Worth the ticket price. What? Yeah. But the long trip, which was 10 days in Edinburgh, and we stayed in a hotel, a dog-friendly hotel. And I don't know why, but like... Why would you put the dog-friendly floor on the 6th floor? That's too high up.
Yeah.
We need quick access, I realized. So that was when it happened, that kid who landed with the skateboard. So he was so anxious from then on. Like, he was not okay. And I don't know what happened. He must have... It's either that or just the general stress of being there, or I don't know what it was, but... We had a little accident waiting for the lift.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also very used to just... The garden door is always open. He's used to just being able to go outside. He's not used to waiting to go for a walk.
Yeah.
So he'll just pee or do whatever he wants and then also do it under the walk if that's when he needs to. But waiting for the hotel for the lift, that was a challenge.
Mm.
And then one day he just started squatting. And I was just like... Like, you know, everything happening in slow motion, like, no. And like, you just can't stop it.
On the 6th floor.
Yeah.
On a carpet.
No.
And he just shook. And I was just like, oh no. So I like, we ran back to the hotel room and I, you know, grabbed the bag. I took some soap. I had some dishwashing soap and poured it and like put some paper over so people knew it was there. And then took him down and set to the, you know, I'm so sorry, but he did this. And they were like, no, don't worry about it. But then the next morning, I could, you know, when you begin to sense it, you begin to just know, oh, maybe I just had like PTSD from the night before. I was just like, yeah, I think we need to go out now. And he was like semi-squatting by the lift again. So I was like, no, we're going to take the stairs.
Yeah.
So I was like running down the stairs and then he just stops, squats. It was liquid.
No!
I'm so sorry. I know this is gross.
No, it's good.
No, this is a
pet. It was real.
So, the smell was so bad. I was crying. It was so, and it was like, do you know like a hotel staircase? So like it was like a cementy, but also there were no corners. Like there was no.
Yeah.
Like straight down, 6 floors. Like running down, landing, like 6 floors. Like poo rain.
Oh,
it was like times, but then at the same time, it was like reddish. So I was like, "Oh, he's shitting blood."
Right.
Yeah.
And then I was, you know, like, "Okay, he's gonna die. My life is over." Like panic. So I just got him down, and like called the vet. Like I had to find a local vet because like we live in London and we were in Edinburgh. And you can't just do that apparently. And then I was like, I was so scared that he was like bleeding internally or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to just get him somewhere before I can handle the hotel thing. So it was this rush to find a vet and like get him there. And they were like checking him. And then I completely forgotten about the hotel at that point because I was just like trying to, I thought I was saving his life. He was fine, turns out. But just like a little stomachache. So like when I came back to the hotel, I was like, Oh, wait. Oh, and then having to go up to the reception and say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about your staircase. It was in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, how many people had gone to their hotel breakfast at, like, oh.
But you know
what?
And
I was just like, I'll pay anything.
But you might have saved the money if you put people off their breakfast. They probably wouldn't have taken full advantage of the buffet.
That's
like,
true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you probably...
We'd like to offer you a complimentary stay. They were so nice. And I was just like, I cannot believe this happened. Like, I am so... he once pissed on the floor of a very old venue.
Oh, really?
He just can't do anything about it.
And yeah, yeah.
He doesn't pee at home. I don't know if that helps. So that was horrible. But then, he had like a bit of a bad stomach for the rest of the trip. And then we had to take the sleeper train home, which is like 9 hours.
Oh, God.
It was... So I had...
What do you... Like 9 hours on a train with a dog? Like, yeah. How does that work? What do you do? Where do they go?
Well, I was... Well, so he managed fine on the way up. Like, that was... Well, maybe not... Maybe it's 8 hours. So it's like just on the cusp, right?
Right, yeah.
So it's like the last thing we do before we go on board and then just like straight out afterwards. And I make sure to have stuff down, so just in case. And then we made it to the station and we were like, I could see the outside. We're like 5 steps from the outside and then he squats inside the station. I was just like, no. Oh, it's horrible.
That's
he just feels so guilty.
No, at that point, that's a protest. Like, he's protesting the spike in train fare.
Yeah.
He had something to say. He was like, nationalize the railways. I'm going to pee here.
Do you know what? I wish you were right, but I am afraid. I think he is a bit of a fascist.
What?
Like, he was so scared of everyone in the beginning. So anyone who came to visit, he was terrified and, like, didn't like them. Then my friend was here to... he'd had his phone stolen, so he had to call the police from my house. So without my knowledge or permission, the police came inside my house. And Hank was like, yay! Loved them. It was like literally licking their boots. Literally licking their boots. I was like, what are you little shit. What is happening?
What have I taught you?
This is everything we're against. And suddenly he was super happy with the police. Like, oh, what is...
so funny.
That's so funny.
He's a little fascist, I think. I don't think... He's a bit of a Tory, I think. It's not a...
That's so funny. And did you give Hank his name? Or did Hank already have his name? Yeah.
So his name was Zero when I got
Zero.
Him.
Zero?
Zero.
S-I-R.
No, X.
Oh.
X-E. But this is one of the problems. I can't say the name. Zero.
Like
X-E-R-O.
Zero.
Like the number zero, but with an X.
Right. Zero.
Zero.
But yeah, isn't that weird. Like... That is... I'm just thinking like... Are they not like a accounting firm? Like, that's where my... I think they're like an accounting firm.
They are. Yeah, no, they're like an accounting software.
Wow. Right, yeah, I knew it was something to do with accountants.
But also, I just can't say it. Like, zero, like, it hurts my mouth to say zero.
Yeah.
Zero. You can't shout it. You can't, like,
no,
call it.
It sounds like zero, which is, like, not nice.
I don't want that. Yeah. Especially for a shy dog.
I felt really
Yeah.
He doesn't need that.
I felt really bad about changing it because I was like, I don't believe in doing that. It feels wrong, you know, like he has a name. Mm. So I was doing like a calling him both for a long time and using both and saying them together like Hank Zero, and then fading it out a bit so he got used to.
Because
like, the second I saw him, I was just like, Hank.
Yeah.
There's no
Yeah, there,
there's
you didn't
no way
plan it or anything.
Hank.
It was just, that's Hank.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I do think I was watching Breaking Bad at the time. And he does look a bit like Hank in Breaking Bad. So that could be it as well.
Oh,
does look a bit bulldoggy, right?
Yeah.
Did you say that you had pets growing up?
Yeah, we had... so my mom is... She's a very strange person. So she would never buy a dog because she's very much like, you can't buy a member of the family. So she'll take dogs. Mm-hmm. So we would have all of these mentally ill animals or physically ill animals because she was just like, I need to save them. So we had these dogs that were just not okay. She found a hamster, like one of the very tiny hamsters, that just didn't want to be alive anymore. And it was just like biting the cables and like jumping into her dishwashing water, like jumping off the table trying to like.
Find a hamster. Yeah. Like they're not around the streets.
I don't. My mother is the person who will find a hamster.
Yeah, sure.
Like, no, I don't know anyone else who would just find a hamster, but she'll find a hamster.
Wow.
And like, so I grew up with quite a lot of dogs. There was a poodle. There was what are the long ones?
Sausage.
A dachshund. Yeah,
dachshund.
No, that's way too fancy. it was probably just like a mix of a bunch, but it was like long.
Just a wiener dog.
Yeah, it's just like a little weird one. I mean, they're all mixes. They're all like a mix of various things.
Yeah.
Or like somehow not looking the way they should look. But they were all really lovely. Like I have a lot of photos of me as a child, like sleeping like more or less on top of one of the dogs who just like accepted it. So I grew up with, we had quite a few hamsters. I had Daegus.
A what?
Daegus? Daegus? D-E-G-U. It's like a mix of like a mini chinchilla rat hamster.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're really weird.
What?
Like a hamster with a tail almost.
Yeah, a hamster rat.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Why? What was that like?
I don't even remember. It's like it feels like a dream. It feels like a fever dream I've had. These two little, and they were only awake at night. Mm-hmm. So loud, so loud. And I was just like, my mom was just like, well, it's yours, so they have to be in your room. And it was just like, I didn't sleep for like 5 years. I don't even remember what happened to them or why. Like it's just.
Do you remember their names?
I was like, what? Didn't I ever? I know it was weird names. Mm-hmm. I just know it was weird.
They were Daegus. Like I wouldn't expect you to call them like Sally and Jim. You know, like I've never even heard of anyone having one of these.
Yeah. I know. I feel like it was biblical. I feel like it was biblical names.
Incredible. Oh, good. Correct.
Yeah.
Like Ruth. I went Ruth and Jebediah or something. Like I hope you went like Old Testament with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 There's no other testament in my. I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
That's the only testament for me.
But yeah, mostly dogs. We've mostly had dogs. Right. I'm just a dog person.
Okay. I swear we're going to get you out of here at some point, but we do have to ask everybody.
Yes.
There's so many ways of putting this, but basically the simplest way is just what animal do you think you would be if you were an animal? And it can change day to day. We recognize that. So... no wrong answers.
We were phrasing it first, like, what would your demon be? Like in Philip Pullman's Northern Lights. I don't know if you've read those.
No.
This is why we stopped phrasing it that way.
Yeah.
Would recommend.
Yes.
But in those books, characters have like a manifestation of their soul, which takes the shape of an animal.
So
it's like
you said, demon. So is it like your bad side?
No. That's just the word. I know. Yeah, that's just the word that he uses.
Well, I mean, this is very self, like, this is paying myself a compliment. You know, I definitely have, like, there's definitely a side of myself that's more, like, ratty or, like, you know, like, I definitely have, like, a sick, twisted hamster side of myself that isn't ideal. But, like, I have this tattoo on my chest of a hippo.
Oh, my God.
And there's something about hippos that I also have a plant and like a scorpion, and I also have a whale. So it's not like it means everything, right?
Sure.
But I remember, like, there's something about hippos that I find so utterly fascinating because they look ridiculous, and you think they're just like cute and cuddly and a bit, you know, wobbly and fun and whatever, harmless.
Yeah.
But then they're actual, like, killing machines, like the most dangerous animal.
The most dangerous animal, yeah.
I think, the most dangerous animal in Africa that isn't a mosquito or something like that.
Sure,
like,
yeah,
that isn't like
a... Yeah, more deaths. The death toll, according, they've killed more than any other animal other than mosquitoes. And like, you know, mosquito, like...
Like, I barely count that. They're not, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not biting someone's head off.
It's the mosquito itself.
Yeah, exactly. It's the...
It's more what they carry. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of like it's society not protecting people from malaria, if you think about it. So really...
Mm-hmm. So really, it's capitalism.
It's
that's
really
the most
capitalism.
Dangerous animal.
It's really capitalism. And then after capitalism, it's the hippo.
Wow.
Exactly. And they're quick. They're so fast. And again, you wouldn't think so because they're just this little chunky, weird animal. So, like, there's some... I relate to that. I relate as, like, feeling like this... Like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to underestimate me. And
that's awesome.
You shouldn't.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
What are yours? You must have answered this yourselves.
I mean, we debate this, don't we?
Yeah.
I think so. Wait, Alexis, you go. Because
I have two that I like. Okay, so I think of myself as a little raccoon. I'm obsessed with their little hands, and I love how they're mischievous, but in a very sweet way, where it's like they're going to get in trouble, but they're like not that much. They're just going to go through your garbage, basically. My partner has said deer, and that's what I feel like I want to be, even though I am just a little stinky raccoon.
It's nice that he sees you that way, though.
Exactly. So it's like
they're very elegant.
I know, and I'm still just like I'm actually in the trash can, but thank you for thinking of me as a beautiful deer.
But deers, they also just like stop in front of cars and go, oh.
That's a good point. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. He's like, you don't pay attention at all.
You're a danger to yourself. Yes.
I need you to look both ways before crossing the street. I'm trying to hint at it as best as I can.
When a car is coming, you move. I've tried to tell you.
I think they'll stop. I think if I stare them in the eyes, they'll just stop.
And you're like, thank you for saying I'm cute. That's not what I'm saying,
you're not
Alexis.
Listening again. Ella, what are you deciding to do?
So in general, I most of my friends have said something similar about me that I'm like, basically the cat I have is the animal I would be in the both like cuddly and like my cat talks a good game, you know, like she's very like you look at her and she eyes you and people are like, oh, she's a bit, oh, I don't know what way this is going to go. And then you realize that she's like terrified of everything. Like my cat is the first to, she'll like look out the window and be like, I want to go outside. And then I take her outside and she's just like, are you kidding me? I cannot believe you put me in this compromising position. Take me indoors immediately. So I think that like, I feel like that. However, my boyfriend has described me a couple of times as a hummingbird because he's like, because they're very small and quite bright. And again, I think maybe underestimated, but when a hummingbird dive bombs, that's going to hurt you. Like it can be quite painful. And I'm quite like this energy at all times, like the chaotic, like, like a hummingbird's heart beats so fast. It sounds like a hum. That's why they're called a hummingbird. And I think that probably is quite accurate as well of me.
Wow. Just
frenetic energy.
Wow. Yeah. Now I wish I had someone else to tell me what they would think.
Ask a close friend.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Yeah. It's always the
it's
opposite.
It's really interesting.
Of maybe not opposite, but it's different than you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like there's such a big risk of being very offended.
Yeah.
I can feel myself defensive already.
I've gotten a couple of people like, a lizard. And I was like, I don't know. I lay on hot rocks? What do you mean?
Lizard?
What does that mean?
I guess visual? I can look a little like Voldemort. That's fine. I see it.
Yeah, I really don't need them to say anything visual.
No.
That's not
No.
Is that everything?
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing is, like, I doubt this is true of anyone, but where can people follow you to find more Sophie?
all over the internet. I would suggest my newsletter.
Yeah.
Because, like, that is the only thing you always, you know, because we don't trust any of the social media platforms, mm-hmm. and that's the only place where you have guaranteed to sort of get the updates that you need. Mm-hmm. That's when you'll get links to all of the shows and the tours and the blah, 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 and all my amazing thoughts is my newsletter on sophiehagen.com.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.
I could talk about this for the next many hours, and I feel like I need to stop myself now.
Yeah. Okay. So we are going to talk about Harry Potter this time, but I promise we know the problematic things of JK. This is just Harry Potter, and I promise we're going to talk about other fictional things down the line. But Exactly. Ella brought up a really good point, which is what is going on with the animals that the Hogwarts houses are, like, represented by?
Yeah, exactly. I really wanted to talk about this. Just a second, what you've said. I firmly believe, as an author, mm-hmm. in the death of the author.
Yeah.
And once the book is written, it is no longer
yeah.
the author's thing. And obviously, financially, it still is, which is why, you know, we can have further conversations about, like, you know, what we buy that supports J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
But I really think it's important that we're able to enjoy, like, something like Harry Potter that was so important to so many people
yeah.
without her tainting it. No matter how much she desperately tries to cling on to it, no matter how much she believes that she continues to be, like, the voice of Hogwarts from Twitter.
Yeah.
I personally have, for me as well, I know it was different for you guys in America, but, like, Stephen Fry read the Harry mm-hmm. Potter books here.
Yeah.
And so I associate Harry Potter way more with Stephen Fry than I do J.K. Rowling, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we'll just, you know what, from now on, Stephen Fry wrote them.
Yeah,
and that's
Harry
the
Potter
end of
by
it.
Stephen Fry.
Yeah, perfect. That's what we're talking about today. Yeah, Stephen Fry's exactly. Harry Potter. We were just, because, okay, you started talking about badgers. But
yeah, so I frequently forget that badgers even exist because they are just not an animal that I come across very often living in central southeast London. they do not roam free here because it would be very dangerous for them. So I frequently forget they exist. And then I saw a video of a badger on TikTok and I was like, wow, they're so cool and strange and wonderful and unique.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about the fact that Hufflepuff is represented by a badger mm-hmm. in Harry Potter. And I had a lot of questions about that because, but firstly, like, yeah, why aren't the Harry Potter animals magical animals? Like, they're all non-magic
yes,
animals.
That was the thing we were like, wait, none of these are, you did such a good job of setting up all these magical creatures and then you just gave them normal animals?
Yeah, it's so strange. And then on top of that, obviously, like, we know that there are characteristics that are associated with each house. Mm-hmm. So Hufflepuffs are very loyal and very honest, and Slytherins are very shrewd and very cunning, and Ravenclaws are very academic, mm-hmm. and Gryffindors are very brave with a bit of ego. And so, like, I just wonder, like, are badgers particularly,
like, loyal?
Loyal?
I was just thinking, like, maybe do they? I'm on the Wikipedia page for badgers right now, trying to figure that out. Some are solitary, moving from home to home, while others are known to form clans called sets. Set size is variable from 2 to 15, so they do have little families.
Wow!
And that's all I got, really.
See, that gives me such, like, a warm, fuzzy feeling because I remember reading, like, The Wind in the Willows and all of those kind of books when I was little.
Yes.
And, like, they were all about, like, you know, like, the badgers and the moles mm-hmm. and, like, living in their little burrows and little badger families. Like, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I really love that. But then equally, you've got the honey badger, which is meant to be, like, one of the most vicious land animals.
And I'm trying to, did you read Redwall growing up? The Brian Jacques. They're, like, little, I was obsessed with them. They're, like, stories of little mice and, like, you know, they have swords though. And,
amazing.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the badgers might be bad in that. They might be evil.
Are they villainous?
I can't remember fully, but I feel like it would make sense because they're much bigger than mice and scarier.
Yeah,
they're feared. Okay, I just found it. They're feared warriors, most often falling under the title of Badger Lord or Badger Mother.
Yeah, badgers are wild to me. Like I just, like I said, I forget they exist and then I remember and I'm like, you know when you look at an animal and you're like, are you sure there's not like a man in a costume?
Yes.
Inside? Like they don't look...
I mean, because, okay, so like facially you kind of have like a, they look like a tiny bear weasel, but then also they have like those giant claws.
Exactly.
So they're kind of, yeah, they look like you just glued a bunch of animal traits together and you're like, this is an animal. And you're like, is it?
Exactly.
I think you made that up, but oh, all right.
Yeah, for real. I would love to know if anyone's ever worked with badgers or rescued badgers.
Yeah.
Please get in touch with us because I would love to know about what it's like to be up close with them.
Yeah, I do really want to. I want to. Are they soft?
Yeah.
The other thing that we need to talk about is that Ravenclaw's animal, which again, Ravenclaw seems obvious, is an eagle.
Many questions. Many questions.
Many questions. And I mostly why? And I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, are eagles. Because my understanding of an eagle, and obviously there's a, like there are lots of different types of them.
Yeah,
but they're apex predators.
Yeah,
they're very like fast and deadly.
Yeah,
and so I guess they're smart, but it seems like they rely quite a lot on like hunting instinct.
Right, and, like
whereas ravens are actually really smart birds that. Can like in the Netherlands they were training, and I know that they're not exactly the same, but they were training like crows and jackdaws to pick up litter and stuff like that. Like they're really smart birds.
I know someone that is, she's working to see if they can train ravens basically to work with detectives to help solve crimes.
Incredible. Like yeah, of course they are because they're ravens.
But then why? And it's confusing too to be like, okay, Ravenclaw, that's the perfect name. And what animal? Eagle.
Like, well, yeah, what? Honestly.
You have, like, you did it already. You already figured it
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And like, you guys get like a lot of eagles where you are, right? Like there are eagles in America.
Yeah, or like, we get a lot of raptors is the name for that, you know, like a...
Rapt? What, like a dinosaur?
Isn't that funny? Yeah, so a raptor is the name for like a, the types of birds like an eagle or a condor. So they're the apex birds, basically. They're called raptors.
Okay, cool. I genuinely don't think I've ever seen what a condor looks. Oh my god!
Are you looking up a
Those
condor?
Those are terrifying. Yeah, I just looked up a condor. I'm like, I don't even.
Yeah, yeah.
It rang a dim bell, but it is not something I'm familiar with.
Yeah,
they are enormous,
huge.
What? That's like the size of a person.
They're huge.
Like they just fly around.
I mean, you know, every once in a while you'll like be at a park or something and be like, whoa, look, that's a condor. So not all over. Like I don't see them daily or anything like that, but they like live in the mountainous regions.
But it's not totally like wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that crazy to see one.
Yeah, see, I can't, that's really unfathomable to me. Wow. That is so cool.
It's, I mean, it's also, anytime I guess, it's also like you see a big bird in the sky and you go, oh, what is that? And then you spend the next like 10 minutes just like guessing what kind of big bird it is because I'm not a bird expert. So I just name all the ones I know and then pretend that it's that one.
I mean, I would be like, pigeon. Is it a pigeon? Is it a sparrow? Yeah. Maybe it's a sparrow. Like I just... Big birds are not a thing that we have here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the different eagles now. This is so interesting. There are so many. Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
I have a picture somewhere. It's probably like buried deep in my room where at my school, they had like, because obviously we were such freaking city kids that we didn't see anything that wasn't a pigeon or a sparrow or maybe a robin. So they had like a bird man come in with all these amazing birds to show us in a school hall, which now I'm like, that's wild.
Yeah.
So he had a barn owl and a tawny owl and a couple of other I think he had a raven, mm-hmm. maybe something, another small one, and then he had a massive bald eagle. And there's a picture of me with this eagle in my arm. And now I maintain that the look I was going for was awe and wonder. But what I look like is so terrified. Like, I genuinely am looking like I think that bird is about to eat me. And I don't think, I don't remember feeling that scared.
Yeah.
I genuinely was like, wow, this majestic creature, let me convey its majesty in my face. But actually I just look like, please somebody get this thing off me.
Why is there a bird on my arm? I'm at school.
Why is there a bird on my arm? I'm at school, like in my little uniform. The bird is like the same size as me.
Yeah.
Like I just, it is wild that they did that. Yeah. But.
Okay, so we've got all, basically, also here's the thing. It's good that we're talking about this because we're kind of just roasting this. We're not even.
We are roasting this.
Okay.
So it doesn't make sense. I have issues with this. I really do. Next, obviously, let's talk about Slytherin and Snape.
Yes.
Alexa's like, justice for snakes.
Yeah.
Justice for snakes.
Yes.
I
think you're right that the Bible really kind of gave snakes a bad reputation.
Yeah, the Bible did a number on snakes. it is not snakes' fault that in the Bible, Satan decided to inhabit a serpent's body and you know, tempt Eve, therefore resulting in the fall of man.
Yeah.
Like, that is not on the snakes.
No!
And yet, snakes have this horrible reputation for being untrustworthy and slippery and, like... And I have only ever met sound snakes.
Yeah.
All the snakes I've met have been really cool, like, chill dudes.
I think that snakes contain multitudes. Because I'm sure there are mean snakes. Look, exactly. You know, I typed in snake symbolism, and I do think it's really nice that the first thing that comes up is fertility and rebirth because of like the Ouroboros of like the snake. So that's nice. That's a better snake image.
Yeah.
More of that.
I think maybe it's quite like a Western thing. I think that's in different cultures, snakes don't all have the same meaning.
Yeah.
In the same way that like in like Western literature and culture, rats tend to be a symbol of, I guess, like filth,
right? Yes.
Because they like, but in like, you know, but the Chinese New Year story, the rat was really smart.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and they are really smart.
And they're really smart. Justice for rats, justice for snakes.
Yep.
That's how I feel about Slytherin.
And then the last one is just Gryffindor being a lion. It's just kind of boring.
Being brave,
like
it is really boring. Also, it's Gryffindor, so why not make it a griffin?
Yeah, again, you
like
have,
I know I. It was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, it's like named after the one we know, but still, why? I guess
because griffins are like half eagle, half lion.
Yeah.
Even that's confusing because the eagle is Ravenclaw.
Right, exactly. Like, you, why did you pick? It's not as if there are only four animals also. Like, if you're not going to go with a griffin, why not just do something entirely, like do a fish? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't care, but 100%. make it interesting.
Yeah. I also just, lions, like, I love big cats.
Yeah.
I love them. I do not think, though, like, lions have this reputation, especially male lions, mm-hmm. for being like, you know, king of the pride lands, king of the jungle, so brave. But we know that it's the lionesses that are doing all the work. Like, and all of the Gryffindor insignias are of like a roaring male lion. I don't know if it's supposed to be some kind of allusion to like the UK, because that's something that gets discussed quite a lot. Like the English, like lions in England. So the lion would be England. And then, like, Wales would be the badger because it's yellow. Because the colours are the same as, like, England is red, Scotland is blue, Wales is yellow, and Ireland is green.
I didn't know
which
that.
So like, our flags, like, the Wales have their, like, symbol is, like, the daffodil, which is yellow.
Mm.
And then we have the St. George's flag, which is red and the white. Yeah, and then Scotland is blue and white, so I guess that's kind of the Ravenclaws. And then what, the Irish are the Slytherins?
That's rude.
I don't like that. It's really rude. I don't like it. It's really rude.
I Googled to get ideas for what a better brave animal would be. I just Googled bravest animal. and honey badgers, which is weird.
Listen, weird, but also like not the first time I've heard this.
No, like, but like she picked the wrong one again. Like make the badger really for Gryffindor, if that, because it says honey badgers have been described in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in the world and can fight off much larger predators like lions incredible. And hyenas.
Incredible.
So that's incredible. The one.
That is what it should have been. Also, because lions, like, are they brave or are they just bigger than most other things?
Right, they're just powerful.
Like, they are just powerful. Like, I think true courage is, like, going up against an enemy that you think you actually will be defeated by. Like, it's not brave of a lion to take on a hyena. The lion knows it's probably going to win.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. So I feel like... Okay, if we're going to do this correct. Yeah.
What do we say?
Okay, so I think Gryffindor gets the badger.
Yeah.
Ravenclaws can have a raven. That one's 100%. Done. I mean, there are other smart animals. They can even have a rat if you don't want to go super obvious.
No,
like
just do the raven. You should just do what it says on the tin, no?
just, you don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Like,
no, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
And then I would say, it's tricky, isn't it, with Slytherin?
It is.
Because Slytherins also have a bad reputation, and that's not entirely their fault either. And
who, okay, what animal, because that's the thing, it's like, okay, what is their thing is about what, power?
I think
cunning.
It's like shrewd, like they're quite politically minded. Mm-hmm. That's the strategy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so it almost feels like maybe they should be the lion.
Yes, actually, you know, I agree.
Because they're like the male lion. If anyone kind of figured things out, he's like, yeah, I'm powerful, but also I don't have to do that much work. I figured it out.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm with you. A lion for Slytherin for sure.
And then
what's a loyal? Well, then just maybe Hufflepuff should just be dogs.
Oh my God, Hufflepuff should be dogs. Just a regular, not a wolf. They're just dogs.
No, they're golden retrievers. And that is fine because everyone loves golden retrievers.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Solved.
You know, solved it.
All right. Well, that's our show.
Cool, man.
And thanks for listening. Do all the things that you normally do with podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Also follow us on social media. We're at Comfort Creatures Podcast on all the things. You'll find us, or, you know, find our individual ones. We'll link you there. You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll link it in the info.
We'll make it real easy for you. We'll post lots of furry friend content.
Yes. Oh, this is what I meant to say. I remembered. Look at me go. In the kind of the spirit of Can I Pet Your Dogs, My Mutt Minutes, we do want to hear about your pets. So we're gonna call ours Ready Pet Go. And if you want to send in, either you can write it and we can read it for you, or a voice memo about your pet. It doesn't have to be a dog anymore. It can be anything. We definitely want to hear about it and we want to play it on the show. So you can send that to our email, which is comfortcreaturespodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, your own pets, other people's pets, any fun animal interactions that you've had. Maybe you were on a holiday, maybe you went on safari and had a run-in with a leopard. We want to know. We want to know all about it.
Yes.
If a cat has ever given birth on you, we definitely want to know about that too.
Yeah. Also, another thing that I am up for. I know a good amount about animals, but also if we get things wrong, you can correct us. I want to,
we're
learning. Yeah, exactly. Or just if you've got an animal fact you want to tell us, anything, just get in touch. We want to connect with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.